Orza had time to look around. There was plenty of space, lots of room and time. The megaship lay on the floor of the giant bay, looking for all the world like a small city, sitting on a great slab of metal. The clear air turbulence flew past the stern of the megaship, past tunnels full of propeller blades tens of metres across, round the side of its rearmost outrigger, where beached pleasure craft waited for a return to water, over the towers and spires of its superstructure, then out over its bows. Hawser looked forward. The doors, if they were doors, of the general bay faced him 2 kilometres away. They were that same distance from top to bottom, and twice that across. Hawser shrugged and checked the laser again. He was becoming, he realised, almost blasé about the whole thing. What the hell, he thought. The lasers picked a hole in the wall of material ahead, punching a slowly widening gap, which Hawser aimed straight for. A vortex of swirling air was starting to form around the hole as the cat rushed closer. It was caught in a small horizontal cyclone of air and started to twist. Then it was through and in space. In a quickly dispersing bubble of air and crystals of ice, the craft burst from the body of the General Systems vehicle, swooping into vacuum and star-washed darkness at last. Behind it, a force field slammed across the hole its passage had created in the doors of the General Bay. Hawser felt the plasma motors stutter as their supply of outside air disappeared. Then the internal tanks took up the slack. He was about to cut them and slide gently into the startup procedure for the craft's warp engines when the speakers in his headrest crackled.
This is Evenalth Port Police. All right, you son of a bitch. Just keep on that heading and slow right down. Evenalth Port Police to Rogue Craft. Halt on that heading.
Hawser pulled on the controls, taking the cat on a huge accelerating arc up over the stern of the GSV, flashing past the outside of the kilometre-square exit he'd been heading for earlier. Wobslin, moaning now, bumped around the inside of the bridge as the cat lifted its nose to head straight up toward the maze of abandoned docks and gantries that was Evenalth Port. As it went, it turned, still twisting slightly from the spin it had picked up from the vortex of air bursting from the general bay. Hawser let it twist, steadying it only as they approached the top of the loop, the port facilities coming up fast, then sliding underneath as the craft levelled out.
"Rogue ship, this is your last warning," the speakers blared. "Stop now or we'll blow you out of the sky." "God, he's heading for..."
The transmission cut off. Hawser grinned to himself. He was indeed heading for the gap between the underside of the port and the top of the GSV. The clear air turbulence flashed through spaces between travel tube connections, elevator shafts, graving dock gantries, transit areas, arriving shuttlecraft and crane towers. Hawser guided the ship through the maze with the fusion motors still blazing at maximum boost, throwing the small craft through the few hundred metres of crowded space between the orbital and the General Systems vehicle. The rear radar pinged, picking up following echoes. 2 towers, hanging under the orbital like upside-down skyscrapers between which Hawser was aiming the cat, suddenly blossomed with light, scattering wreckage. Hawser cringed in his seat as he corkscrewed the ship into the space between the 2 clouds of debris.
"Those were across the bows," crackled the speakers again. "The next ones will be straight up your ass, boy racer."
The cat shot out over the dull grey plane of slanting material that was the start of the end's nose. Hawser turned the cat over and dived down, following the slope of the vast craft's bows. The rear radar signal stopped briefly, then reappeared. He flipped the ship over again. Wobslin, his arms and legs waving weakly, was dumped onto the cat's bridge ceiling and stuck there like a fly while Hawser did a section of an outside loop. The ship was racing, powering away from the orbital port area and the big GSV heading for space. Hawser remembered about Balvader's gear and quickly reached over to the console, closing the vac tube circuit from there. A screen showed that all the vac tubes had been rotated. The rear screen showed something flame inside the twin plumes of plasma fire. The rear radar pinged insistently.
"Goodbye, stupid," the voice in the headrest speakers said.
Hawser threw the ship to one side. The rear screen went white, then black. The main screen pulsated with colours and broken lines. The speakers in Hawser's helmet, as well as the speakers set into the seat, howled. Every instrument on the console flashed and wavered. Hawser thought for a second they had been hit, but the motors were still blasting. The main screen was starting to clear, and the other instruments were recovering too. The radiation meters were bleeping and flashing. The rear screen stayed blank. A damage monitor indicated that the sensors had been knocked out by a very strong pulse of radiation. Hawser started to realize what had happened when the rear radar didn't start pinging again after it recovered. He threw back his head and laughed.